Okay, let's start. I have to apologize because I know last time I told you that I would not speak anymore on reciting a bracha, and I said I would try my best not to move on in the sitter because we've been spending the last 4 weeks just on the structure of a bracha, but I couldn't contain myself. You know, the first thing we have to talk about is Netilas Sadayim. And Netilas Sadayim in the morning, after we say Modani, is Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu. So I want to talk today, and hopefully this will be the last comment on a bracha, is the idea of a Birchas HaMitzvah. What are we saying? What do we mean when we say the words Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu? Because the language is a bit confusing, if you think about it for a moment. And what are we trying to say? What's the difference between a Birchas HaMitzvah, and what is the point exactly of a Birchas HaMitzvah? In the world of brachos, there's a special category of a birchas hamitzvah. And besides for the general rules of brachos, there are a lot of particular halachos related to a bracha on a mitzvah. For example, brachos have to be over l'siyason, but before you do the mitzvah, reciting a bracha when a shaliach is doing the mitzvah for you, what do you do if you have a safek mitzvah, a bracha on a minag, having a hefsek, a break between the bracha and the mitzvah itself, no waiting or pausing in the middle of a mitzvah, the source of needing a bracha on a mitzvah in the first place. All these things are different than other types of brachos. In addition, why do some mitzvahs get brachos, why others do not? And how come some birchas hamitzvah use the word al versus the word la as a prefix? Al versus la. Now, we're not going to discuss all these topics, or even most of those topics. That's not what we're here to do. But we do want to understand and touch upon the issue of understanding the bracha itself. What are we saying when we make a bracha on a mitzvah? If you didn't count Sfira yet, so then you're going to say the bracha on Sfiras HaOmer in a few minutes after we're done. So when you say Asher Kedushanu Mitzvos V'Tzivanu, what are you doing when you say that? I'll just send out the Mar Makomos again, just in case anybody didn't get it. So let's begin. Like all brachos, the purpose of a birchas hamitzvah is to give shevach vahoda, praise to Hashem for giving us something. In this case, it's the gift of the mitzvah itself. However, when it comes to birchas hashevach on, you know, thunder and lightning, or when it comes to birchas hanenana, a fruit or a vegetable, the brachos are the mitzvah themselves, right? The mitzvah is to praise Hashem for the thunder and lightning. The mitzvah is to praise Hashem for the food. But with the birchas hamitzvah, we see that the bracha becomes attached to a mitzvah. Many commentators feel that the bracha is part of the mitzvah itself. The nafkamina, the practical implication would be if a person did a mitzvah without a bracha. Let's say I did a mitzvah, let's say I just heard Megillah, but I didn't hear the bracha on Mikra Megillah. This happens almost every single year in my shul. In our shul, somebody comes in, and they walk in right after the Megillah starts, but they miss the bracha. What do? So would missing out on the bracha be considered as if a portion of the mitzvah was not fulfilled? So the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Tes Vav says that if a person doesn't make a bracha while separating Trumas and Maestros, the mitzvah is still complete. Now the Tosfos HaRash there in the Gemara says that this is only because the bracha on Trumas and Maestros is midirabanan. But if the bracha was min haTorah, if it was a Torah-level bracha, then the truma would not be good. The hafrashas truma, the separating the trumas from the maestros, would not be good. And the mefarshim explain that this shows that the bracha is part of the mitzvah. We touched upon this last time. The Briska Rav writes, they say in the name of the Briska Rav, that the Mishnah Maseches Truma says that a person who's not properly clothed cannot separate truma. The reason, says the Mishnah, is because he can't make the bracha if he's not wearing any clothing. We see, says the Briska Rav, that the bracha on a mitzvah is not something on its own, but rather becomes part of the mitzvah itself. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Orach Chaim in Chelek Dalet, where he shows that a bracha is part of the mitzvah, based on a discussion in the Mishnah Maaser Sheni. The Torah says, Lo avarti mimitzvosech v'lo shachachti. I wasn't negligent in separating truma and maestros, and I didn't forget. So the Mishnah understands, I didn't forget lo shachachti milavarech. We tell Hashem, I didn't forget to make a bracha. So the Rash, Rabbeinu Shimshon, explains that this refers to the brachos on the mitzvah of Trumas and Maestros and on separating challah. We see, so if a person is going to bake challah for Shabbos, and you don't make the bracha on hafrashas challah, you are missing a portion of the mitzvah. Your mitzvah of hafrashas challah is not as good. And this is the understanding of Rashi and Brachos. And others show that this is the understanding of the Taz in Or HaChaim and Taf Pei Tes, who says that according to those who say that Sviras HaOmer is a mitzvah midoraisa, then someone who's unsure if he counted Sfira should count with a bracha. What? We never do that. But he says that the Sfira is min HaTorah, then the bracha is min HaTorah as well. Wow. The bracha in Sviras HaOmer would be midoraisa according to the Taz. That's how important the bracha is as part of a mitzvah. So what is it? So we see that it's important, it becomes a chelek, a portion of every mitzvah that you do. But what are we doing? What's the purpose? Why did Chazal enact that we should say brachos before mitzvahs? The unique status of a birchas mitzvah being part of the mitzvah stems from the very nature of the purpose. So the Rishonim explain why the birchas mitzvah must be before the mitzvah. This is what we call over lasiyasan, right? For every single mitzvah we do, we make the bracha before, except for three mitzvos, netilas hadayim, going to the mikvah, hadlakas neros, right? But every other time we have a bracha and a mitzvah, we have the bracha before we do the mitzvah. So the Rishonim explain as follows, and this is a comment of the Meiri. It's the first source. The Meiri writes in Megillah, birchas hamitzvos pashut yoser mishalofana, Kadeshia nikr shekavanasala mitzvah. So that it should be showing that our kavana and our actions are in preparation of the mitzvah. We are getting ready for the mitzvah. And this connects to a remarkable comment of the Ritva. The Ritva, who lived in the 1300s, he sounds like a Hasidic Rebbe over here. Listen to this comment in Psachim and Dav Zayin. Psachim Zayin is where we talk about the halacha of the mitzvah going before the bracha going before the mitzvah. He says, "V'kasav harit zal." Says Rabbi Yantav, "V'tam zeh she'amru chazal levarech al mitzvah over l'siyason." Why do we make the bracha before the mitzvah? Kadeshis kadesh techila bebracha, that we should become sanctified first with the bracha. V'yigalev v'yodia shu osa osab b'nei mitzvah Hashem Yisparach, and to show that we're doing this mitzvah, not because I think it's fun to count from Pesach to Shavuos, or not because I think it's fun to, wave a lulav and esrog. I make a bracha to show that this is the Ratzon Hashem, and I'm doing this because Hashem told me to do so. The Chassam Sofer writes the same thing. There I'm sachem in the name of the Kuzari. De mevor b'kuzari. Tam habracha shehachana la'asiyas ha-mitzvah. The purpose of a bracha is to make preparation for doing the mitzvah. V'kabalas kedusha hi derech shosifu mekubalim atalom maharein mezuman. And this is the idea of, we'll talk about in a moment, the idea of saying that I'm preparing myself, I'm dedicating my actions towards Hashem. It is a preparation for the mitzvah. Now, we've explained in the past, in this year, that the bracha is an expression of seeing or experiencing Hashem at that moment in time. With the birchas hamitzvah, we see Hashem in the reality that He's commanded us to do this mitzvah. Hashem, I see you now as the God who wants me to do this thing. Rav Tzadok HaKohen said, in his Dover Tzedek, that every bracha is understanding and the knowledge that Hashem is commanding or ordaining us to do something. And that's, again, approach number one. The purpose of the birchas hamitzvah is to make it clear that we're doing this because it's the Ratzon Hashem. That's approach number one. The Ritva, in that same comment, in Psachim, says the following thing. Vod, and another reason. Ki habrachos me'avodas ha-nefesh, v'ray lahaktim avodas ha-nefesh, l'maisishi avodas ha-guf. He says, the purpose of a bracha is to show that this is an avoda of the nefesh. It's a service of our neshama more than a service of our body. That this is a spiritual thing we're doing and not just a physical thing. Now, one of the earliest mentions of the L'shem Yichud, we asked this last week, how many people say L'shem Yichud before Sfiras Omer? Now, the L'shem Yichud is a very controversial point in Jewish history. I put a shiur in the Mar Makomos you can go listen to about the whole history of L'shem Yichud. But the short point is as follows. When it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, the teshuva of the Noda B'Yehuda, the Noda B'Yehuda was asked regarding the proper nusach of saying L'shem Yichud before Sfira. And he responded to the questioner that the question is whether you can say it in the first place. Forget about what's the right way to say it. Who says you should say L'shem Yichud in the first place? And he explains that this paragraph was unknown in his generation and the preceding generations. It was brought in by the Hasidim. And nowadays, he says, people have forsaken, you know, Shas and Poskin. Instead, they adopt new minhagim. They learn areas of Torah that are not relevant to them, that are above their head. They're all into Pnimius and Sod and Remez and all these types of things. And the Notam Yehuda says, let's stick with the revealed parts of the Torah before we start going into all types of fancy areas of Torah that are above our understanding. Let's stick with the basics, you know, the water and the bread. And he says that these people are destroying the generation. Now, who's he referring to? Hasidim. He's referring to early Hasidim, Baal Shem Tov, Talmidim and the Baal Shem Tov. And regarding these people, he says, Yesharim Darchei Hashem, V'tzadikim Yelchu Bahem, V'chasidim Yikash Lubam. Now, the Pasuk says, really, Uposhim Yikash Lubam, that those who are mistaken are misleading people in Hashem's ways. And the Notam Yehuda takes a play on words, and he takes out the word poshim, and he says chasidim. And he's attacking the chasidim, and he says the chasidim are, you know, misleading people here, and the chasidim are making a mistake. And he says, I have a lot to say about these people, the chasidim, but there's also a mitzvah to keep quiet if you know that people won't listen to you. And he goes on to say that there's no reason to recite a paragraph before a mitzvah to raise your kavana, because that is the purpose of a bracha, says the Notam Yehuda. Why do you need to say L'shem Yichud beforehand? What are you doing? To get you into the mitzvah? That's the point of the bracha. There's no need for L'shem Yichud, says the Notam Yehuda. It's a waste of time. A bracha is all you need in order to get into a mitzvah. That's all the hachana, the preparation, the kavana, the deep ideas. It's all there inside of that bracha. And this allows every single mitzvah to have a dibor, a machshava, a maisa, a speech, a thought, an action that allows you to focus in on Hashem. The Sfas Emes in Parshas Kedoshim agrees with the point of the Notam Yehuda. He says, however, that maybe we say L'shem Yichud in order because people don't have such kavanos in their brachos and it's for people who are weaker to do it. Okay, whatever at the end of the day. But that's number two. Turning the speech into action to really make that mitzvah, you know, and really focusing ourselves before the mitzvah as well. Okay. Many Rishonim understand that the bracha for a mitzvah is Shevach V'Hodah, praising Hashem for the opportunity to do a mitzvah. Thank you, Hashem, that I can do this mitzvah. Where do we see this? The Ramban. The Ramban, we know, wrote a parish on the Torah. That's how we all know the Ramban. That's how we're all introduced to the Ramban. Perhaps some of us are learning or have learned the Igeres of the Ramban to his son, the Ramban's letter to his son. But the Ramban wrote other things as well. The Ramban wrote a parish on Shas. The Ramban wrote a Sefer Torah HaAdam, which is considered the foundational work on the laws of Bikur Cholim and Avelus. The Ramban wrote a parish on Iov, on Shir HaShirim, a famous drasha on Rosh Hashanah he gave when he came to Eretz Yisrael, when he made Aliyah. They recorded the Ramban's debates with Pablo Cristiani. The Ramban wrote a lot. The Ramban also wrote a sefer on Amunah and Bitachon called HaAmunah VaHaBitachon. And in chapter 7, the Ramban explains that the nefesh, your neshama, is happy and healthy when its actions are accepted by Hashem. The nefesh is nurtured by serving Hashem. That's the food for your neshama. The food for your neshama is serving Hashem. And just like your body enjoys food and it's nurtured through food, your neshama is nurtured through serving Hashem. And just as we make a bracha, says the Ramban, before getting physical pleasure from food, so too we make a birchas hamitzvah as our nefesh is about to get spiritual food from the mitzvah we perform. A beautiful, beautiful idea from the Ramban. Such a beautiful idea. That a mitzvah is food for your neshama, and just like your neshama is eating, this is the bracha you're going to make before your neshama eats when you do the Ratzon Hashem. The Or Zaruah, one of the great Rishonim, writes in Chelek Alf and Hilchos Brachos, that the bracha comes to show our love for the mitzvah. Zeh haklal shani omer bebirchas kol mitzvah sheish itim lemitzvosa, Lehilkach kishemagiyaz man chiyuvam, when the time for a mitzvah comes, says the Or Zaruah, tzarech levareich Al asiyasam machmas chiv. You make a bracha because you love the mitzvah. You're so excited to do the mitzvah. And the Maharal, in his introduction to Tiferes Yisrael, asks how the Jewish people could not have made a birchas haTorah. Right? The Gemara Nedarim says we were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael because lo barchu b'Torah tchila. They didn't make a bracha on learning Torah. And there's a lot to say about the Gemara and the famous Ran there and different explanations. But listen to this Maharal. Let's learn this Maharal together. He says, She'ein perush habracha hadibur b'peh v'ilbad. Making a bracha is not just saying the words with your mouth. Devadai hadibur b'peh hayu mevarchem. He says, I bet you the Jews in Eretz Yisrael made a birchas haTorah when they learned. Aval hakavana al bracha ba'atzmihi ha'ava gemura v'hadveikis el Hashem yisparach. A bracha to be good also has to contain avas Hashem and connecting to Hashem. Lahov Hashem yisparach b'mash anas in Torah, and to love Hashem for the fact that He gave us the Torah. V'zeu inyan bracha. That is the purpose of a bracha, says the Maharal. To thank Hashem and to connect to Hashem through that bracha. And you're right, they did make the bracha on learning Torah, but they didn't connect it to Hashem. V'ein kol avo shav. It's not all love is the same. Ki ha'ava amisis hi'ava b'chol lev v'chol nefesh. A real love is a love that comes from your soul. V'haftas Hashem alakecha b'chol avav v'chol nefesh v'chol me'aldecha. They did not have a love of Hashem. They didn't have a karas atov for that Torah that He gave them. Ah, Hashem gave us the Torah. Whatever. Hashem gave us a lot of things, and we get a lot of things, so what's the big deal? You have to bless Hashem. How could you not thank Hashem, says the Maharal? And therefore, the Maharal saying, even though he's talking about Birchas HaTorah, they relate to all mitzvahs as well. The point of a bracha is to show our love of Hashem, that He gave us that mitzvah. The Mabit as well, in his Beis Elokim in the Shar HaTfilah, in Perek Yotes, explains that a Birchas HaMitzvah is there to thank Hashem that the mitzvahs are for our benefit. He says, we make a bracha, and a bracha on a mitzvah, to show that our avodah is not like that of a slave for a master. A slave does work for the master, but our avoda makes us greater and better people. We're thankful that we're on the level to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and Hashem is giving us the opportunity to serve Him to make us better. And that's why we say, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, meaning we are elevated and separate from the rest of mankind, and this allows us to be commanded in mitzvos. We are a special people who are commanded to do mitzvos. Okay. That was approach number 3, 2.5, 3. A few more comments. In Chassidus, we find that the bracha is a spiritual preparation for the mitzvah. This is a comment of the Be'er Mayim Chaim in Parshas Ekev. Listen to what he writes. He says, Be'eis asher yikrev es ha-mitzvah la'asosa. When it's time to come to the mitzvah, hinei tzarech levarech alea over l'asiyasin. You have to make the bracha beforehand. Perush. Should tzarech lahamshich ha-bracha you have to bring holiness into your person, into your body, before you do it. You need to connect to your neshama before you do a mitzvah. And you need to prepare your neshama for that mitzvah. V'habrachi mevarach al ha-mitzaveh l'hashos al ha-chafatzim ha-eileh. The bracha is for us who are commanded, and whatever object it is we're going to be using, that Hashem should send His light from above onto us. Shaladeze yuchlu achakach l'poa pulasim b'shmei ha-shamayim. Now we can do this action in the name of Hashem. V'nimtza sherchios ha-neshama sheba. And therefore, before we engage with our guf, we need to make sure our neshama is prepared. The Sfas Emes in Parashat Tzitzava cites the Chiddush Arim, who explains that Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosav means that because of the command from Hashem, we're given the ability to do the mitzvah. He says the same thing in Vayikra, and again he says that we make brachos over l'siyasim before we do the mitzvah, meaning that we show that we are anxious to do the mitzvah. We're excited to do the mitzvah. When you make a bracha, you're saying, Hashem, I can't wait to do it. Hashem, I'm revving up. I want to do the right thing. Sometimes a person just does a mitzvah without anticipation, but it's better to have anticipation and to show your anticipation, your excitement, by making a bracha beforehand. Okay, let's turn now to a comment of the Baal HaTanya. We'll learn a piece of Tanya together. This is from the Tanya in the first section in Perek Mem Vav. Listen to what he says. V'zeu she'omrim. Everyone sees the piece from the Tanya there? Everyone has it in front of them? V'zeu she'omrim asher k'dushanu b'mitzvosav. This is the meaning of asher k'dushanu b'mitzvosav. Right? Now, Pashup Shad is, you know, Hashem who has sanctified us. But we can also understand in the language of Kedushin. Okay? Like a marriage. So, what does that mean? When we say, Hare as mikudesh asli, what we're saying is that you're betrothed, you are set aside, you are dedicated for one another. So too, says the Baal HaTanya, that when it comes to mitzvos, ka'adam hamekadesh isha, like a man who is marrying a woman, liyos miyuchadas imo b'yichud gamor, that she is united with him in perfection, that you'll be one with your wife and they should become one being. Kacha mamish. It's exactly the same thing. And even, you know, more infinitely, hu yichud nefesh elokis ha'osekes b'torah v'mitzvos. The connection between the neshama that's engaged in Torah mitzvos and the neshama, v'nefesh chiyunis v'malbushen and v'malbushehen, and their garments. What is he referring to? Their malbushehen. That refers to the garments. The malbush is the thought, the kavana, the machshava, the dibur, and the maisa. Your neshama is what's inside of you, and your neshama manifests itself or comes out in three different paths: speech, thought, and action. Ba'or ein sof baruch hu. All of these things become united with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you perform a mitzvah, you are uniting, you're becoming kedushin. There's a marriage, there's a union between your neshama and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lechein him shil shlomo alav ha-shalom. So too Shlomo Melech writes in Shir HaShirim, Yichud zeh liyichud chasan v'kal. And he compares the connection between us and Hashem, Hashem and the Jews, through Torah and mitzvos, like a bride and a groom. B'dveika chasheka v'chafetza. He talks about attachment, chasheka, longing, chafetza, desire, chibuk v'nishuk, hugging and kissing, all of these things. Why do we use these expressions in Shir HaShirim to describe the relationship, this intimate language between Hashem and the Jewish people? Because it's all like kedushin. It's all like a marriage. We are connecting to Hashem. And this, says the Baal HaTanya, v'zeu she'omrim asher k'dushanu b'mitzvosav. This is what we mean when we say asher k'dushanu b'mitzvosav. She'aleinu l'malas kodesh elyon. That Hashem is elevating us to extremely holy heights. Baruch hu she'kedushaso kodesh baruch hu b'chvodu v'atzmo, which is in the holiness of Hashem. Kedushi hi lashon havdala. Kiddush is a language of being separate. Masha Kadosh Baruch Hu Muvdal Me'olamos, that Hashem is also separated from the rest of the world. So says the Baal HaTanya in such a beautiful fashion, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosav, Hashem is being Mekadesh us. There's a union, there's a connection between us and Hashem when we do a mitzvah, and we're mentioning that in the bracha. We're becoming intimately close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu through this particular mitzvah. Okay, the Avodas Yisrael writes in Parsha Shmini that a person to become holy, a person can't become holy unless he removes himself from the desires of this world and he sets himself aside for Hashras HaShchina to connect to Hashem. Only then can a person receive Kedusha. And this is the meaning of Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvosav, that a person has to become Mekudosh, designated for Hashem and nothing else. Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvosav. We have Kedushin. We are married to Hashem. We are only connecting to Hashem, and we're removing all physical things around us in this world. And that, I think, is really a basic overview. A number of different perspectives to really show whether it's a preparation. We are talking about a neshama. We are sanctifying ourselves with this mitzvah. It's a declaration in some form of preparation. Whatever that preparation may be, the raising up our neshama, sanctifying our physicality, being one and united with Hashem. But that's what we're thinking about when we say, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvosav. Now, let's talk about two or three particular things about language. The first thing is, why do we say, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvosav, in the plural form? Why do we say mitzvosav? That's in all of our mitzvos. When you make a bracha on a mitzvah, are you doing more than one mitzvah at once? No. It should be Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah. What's mitzvosav? What does that mean? Why is it plural? So the simple answer is, as we explained before, that it's a general blessing on the general holiness that the mitzvos give us as a rule. But the Baal Shem Tov in Parshas Beshalach, so he explains that we are referring to different parts of the mitzvah. The bringing together of the machshava and our kavana with our actions. And that's what we mean mitzvosav. Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosav. That Hashem is making us holy with a mitzvah that contains multiple parts. Not multiple mitzvos, but multiple parts of a mitzvah. We're combining our physical parts and our thoughts together. The Teferet Shlomo, the Rebbe of Radomsk, writes in the Moadim and Birchas HaTorah, he says it refers to the aspects of Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem. Every person does a mitzvah for two reasons. For Avas Hashem, to love Hashem, but also Yiras Hashem, because we have to. And therefore we say, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosav, plural. We Hashem has commanded us and has motivated us to the mitzvos for two reasons. Our love of Hashem and our fear of Hashem, our awe of Hashem. He says, Mashanu omrim b'chol mitzvah b'birchasa, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosav, eich shayich loshen rabim. So he says that there are Shnei mitzvos ase, ava v'yira, nimso v'chol mitzvos pratis, every mitzvah contains both, and therefore referring to both aspects when it comes to performing a mitzvah. Let's talk about the word vitzivanu. So the Vilna Gaon, in his Adaras Eliyahu, who is perish on the Torah in Vayikra, so he discusses the repetition of Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosav vitzivanu. That's a bit redundant, no, right? Hashem is sanctified with his mitzvos, and he commanded us. Well, it's a mitzvah, so obviously he commanded us. So the Vilna Gaon explains that it is true that the purpose of mitzvos are for our benefit and to give us chios, life, meaning, inspiration. All of those things are true. However, says the Vilna Gaon, the mitzvah should truly be done because it is the Ratzon Hashem. And Hashem told you to do it. Whether or not you like it, or whether or not you understand the mitzvah, you do it because Hashem told you to do it. It's not really an option. That's what's being served at this time. And therefore, that's what you have to do. Whether or not it makes you feel warm and fuzzy. And therefore, we say, Kedushanu b'mitzvosav. We are doing the mitzvah because it is mekadesh us. But then we clarify it, and we say, Vitzivanu. But at the end of the day, why are we doing this mitzvah? Because we have to do it, and it's the Ratzon Hashem. It is such a sharp and brilliant insight by the Vilna Gaon. And it's so easy to think about when you make a mitzvah, when you make a bracha on a mitzvah. Asher Kedushanu, you're right. We're holy when we do this mitzvah, but Vitzivanu. We got to do it anyway, because it's the Ratzon Hashem. And we subjugate ourselves, and we surrender ourselves to the Ratzon Hashem. The Sfas Emes and Parshas Kedoshim understand Kedushanu b'mitzvosav, referring to the Shoresh, and the source of the mitzvah coming from Olamos HaLayonim, Vitzivanu is the Maisa mitzvah in this world. But for me, I think the Pshat of the Vilna Gaon is the most practical and the most, you know, useful meaning at the end of the day in our own Avodas Hashem. There's another question. I don't really have an answer to this, but we say Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosav, you know, we're praising Hashem that we're becoming holy through His command, or are we praising the Kedusha that comes through fulfilling the mitzvah itself? What do I mean? When you say the words Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu, what do you mean? Are you saying that Asher Kedushanu, that we are already holy, and therefore v'tzivanu He commanded us? Or are you thinking Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu? Or are you thinking that through this mitzvah, that he's commanding me, I'm going to become holy. No? Any suggestions? What do you think, if you're thinking about this, what are you thinking about when you say that? Nothing?
Well, isn't Asher Kedushan of the mitzvot, like he sanctified us with his mitzvot?
Yeah.
So isn't that like we're holy from the mitzvot? Like we're praising Hashem that he makes us holy through the mitzvot, and then the tivani that he commands it.
So then Asher Kedushan of mitzvot, but then I would say like the opposite way. Asher Kedushan of mitzvot, who has sanctified us through his mitzvot, we are already holy, and therefore, vitzivanu, and therefore he commanded me. Versus, asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav, because then I would have put vitzivanu first, that he commanded us, and then we'll become holy. I'm not clear. It's not clear to me exactly what to say about this. I have been struggling with it for the last few weeks, trying to figure out exactly what the ideal kavanah is. I didn't see anybody talk about this, but I'll make the following point. I think it has a nafka mina regarding a machlokus in the Rambam and the Or Zaruah and the Hagos Ashri regarding the question of can you still make a bracha on a mitzvah after the mitzvah is done? Let's say you counted Sfira tonight, and you forgot to make the bracha. Can you still make the bracha right afterwards? Not talking like an hour later, but like right after, you know, a few seconds later, can you make the bracha afterwards? So the Rambam says that once the mitzvah is over, you can't make the bracha anymore. But the Or Zaruah says that even after the mitzvah is done, you can. So perhaps this is the sort of this machlokas. The Rambam understands that the point of the statement, Kedushanu b'mitzvosav, is the Kedush of the Jewish people is mechayev us in the mitzvah. Our holiness allows us to do mitzvos, and therefore we are commanded. And therefore, once the mitzvah is done, there's no more reason to make the bracha. But according to the Or Zaruah, he's making a statement of we are becoming holy through this mitzvah that I'm about to do. Well, if that's the case, even once the mitzvah is done and I've become sanctified, I should be able to still make a bracha now, because Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosav, I'm making a bracha on what's happened to me as a person becoming holy doing that mitzvah. I'm not clear. I'm not sure if I just said makes any sense or if it's correct, but it's just been something that it's been bouncing around in my head while davening over the last few weeks. Okay, we will stop here. And Bli Neder.